Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, October 30th, 2014. Officials and residents in towns throughout the coastal areas of New York and New Jersey took stock of the recovery from Superstorm Sandy on the second anniversary of the storm yesterday. In Belmar, New Jersey, where many residents are still unable to return to their homes, a guy held up a sign in front of Governor Chris Christie's news conference.
You all know me. So if we're going to get into a debate here today, it's going to get very interesting and very
fun. It read,
so,
get Sandy families back in their homes. So, finish the job.
Have a debate with you
Christie flipped
you like,
out.
Because somebody like you who doesn't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, except to stand up and show off when the cameras are here. I've been here when the cameras aren't here, buddy, and done the work. I've been here when the cameras weren't here and did the work. So I'm glad you had your day to show off, but we're the ones who are here to actually do the work. So turn around, get your 15 minutes of fame, and then maybe take your jacket off, roll up your sleeves, and do something for the people of this state.
The guy in a suit holding up the sign heckling the governor is James Keady. He's a former Asbury Park councilman and a man who volunteered helping out his community in the aftermath of the storm. Cameras were rolling, but that didn't stop the governor.
And there's been 23 months since then when all you've been doing is flapping your mouth and not doing anything. So listen, you want to have the conversation later? I'm happy to have it, buddy. But until that time, sit down and shut up.
Keady's critique is that $1.1 billion federal dollars were given to the state, but only 20% of the money has gone to the people for Sandy relief. In New York, recovery from Sandy is also uneven. Families in strongest hit areas are still waiting for their houses to be razed and rebuilt. At a news conference in Staten Island, the borough president, Jimmy Otto, painted the picture of the devastation 2 years ago when Sandy struck the island. Impassable boulevards, water everywhere. He said, "It's been a tough 2 years."
The progress to date doesn't reflect the energy and the commitment and the hard work that a lot of people have put into this. And that tells us we have to do more. We have to be better, we have to be smarter, we have to be more committed, and we have to do more.
Otto says we have to make sure that the seawall becomes a reality and that next year and the year after we're in a safer and better place than this year. And on the anniversary of the superstorm, a new report was published about the Red Cross. It's by ProPublica and NPR. It says the charity mishandled its response to Sandy in 2012. Red Cross officials at national headquarters in Washington, D.C. diverted assets for public relations purposes, the report says. It says the Red Cross was often more focused on public relations than on helping storm victims. The charity's shortcomings were detailed in confidential reports and internal emails, as well as accounts from current and former disaster relief specialists. That the Red Cross was not on the ground with assistance right after the storm is well documented by volunteers and residents. One resident from the Rockaways, whose basement and first floor of his home were destroyed by flooding, said the only Red Cross truck my neighbors or I saw came 2 weeks after the storm. In contrast, he said, Mormon and Amish volunteers appeared at my doorstep offering much-needed help just 3 days after Sandy. The report said distribution of relief supplies was politically driven and that Red Cross response vehicles were tied up. It charges that during Sandy, emergency vehicles were taken away from relief workers and assigned to serve as backups for news conferences, angering disaster responders. So far, Red Cross officials have defended the group's response to the storm. And there are mental health consequences to Superstorm Sandy. Officials say the cumulative stress of coping with the disaster and rebuilding homes and lives left many traumatized. Some children avoid showers because they remind them of rain. Adults suffer from an inability to track bills or paperwork. New York officials say about 700,000 are affected, while New Jersey says its disaster mental health program has served 500,000 people. The Mental Health Association of New York City last week launched iHelp, Sandy Stress Relief. The free program offers counselors and other resources to help with anxiety, substance abuse, and other issues. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Flood Wall Street protesters. These are those who were arrested last month, the day after the massive People's Climate March appeared in court this week. The activists targeted Wall Street for its role in global warming. Some who pled not guilty and asserted a necessity defense are being represented by Marty Stoller of the National Lawyers Guild.
And along with a couple of other lawyers from the National Lawyers Guild, we've agreed to represent all the people who pled not guilty here. And the effort will be to deliver the message that they were delivering by sitting down at Broadway Wall Street, that climate change and the responsibility for climate change belongs at the feet of the capitalists, of the people who control capital in this country. If they wanted to make a change, they would stop denying climate change and they'd get on the program. Ultimately, it's going to make them more money because there's going to be a lot more population and a lot more business for them to make money on. But they haven't done that. They want to get them short-term profits, which means short-term destroying the earth. That's not satisfactory, and it's my pleasure to be able to help the demonstrators carry the message of the demonstration into the courtroom, where we will try to make the point that it was a necessity for them to sit down, to bring attention to the problem, and to carry that message into the courtroom here at 100 Center Street.
Thanks to activist Lucy Park for that sound. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.